Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 203, entitled The Origins of the Polygamy Lie. In these last days, I am more so focused on my relationship with Jesus than on any other relationship. And more, I know that He is there for me. But I want to give some revelation of the importance of relationships and why we seem to be so confused, even though it was established by God from the beginning. At the same time, I am going to reveal the lies of the enemy when it comes to sexual immorality, including polygamy, homosexuality, and other sexual sin. But for this post, I will focus on polygamy. Before I begin, God has ordained and established man and woman. Any teachings that deviate from this, that attempt to establish a lie, are cursed and an abomination. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40 of the King James Version. When we read from the beginning, from the book of Genesis, there is so much that is not written, but is revealed through God's wisdom and understanding. In the 6 days that God created heaven and earth, we overlook the magnitude, the meticulous detail, His omnipresence and omnipotence. Man became confused through Adam's sin, and as transgression breeds more wrongdoing, we continue to be more unbalanced and destabilized as rotting, fleshly corpses. Before we were created, He fulfilled every need and established it from the beginning. People often say that we are spirit beings, and rightfully so. But many don't truly understand what this means and why it is written, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 of the King James Version. Spiritual beings were created before anything physical could ever be manifested. Let me confirm what the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. Before God formed Adam from the dust, he and every living being that would ever walk the earth, with the fertilized that are unborn and aborted, were created spirits first. Then God said, "Let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man in our image according to our likeness, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and over the entire earth, and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth." Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 of the Amplified Version. Now this is where we get lost. Pay attention. Because God is a God of balance, and we will see how disobedience and sexual immorality have led to this powerful, demonic, homosexual spirit and sexual wickedness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 of the Amplified Version. Do you understand that for every male spirit, a female spirit was created? But because of man's separation through sin, we have thrown ourselves into chaos, unable to find ourselves in all the confusion and corruption. The Spirit is speaking to me, reminding me of when Japan felt the need to attempt to regulate the ratio of male to female in their land and the imbalances that were happening as a result. It is God who created the earth, but man in his wickedness would have the nerve to think that they should determine who occupies it and how much the earth can handle. Another sadistic lie from Satan. God revealed that even before the flood that destroyed all flesh on the earth in the days of Noah, there were beings and forces here before this. That darkness existed. The earth was formless and void, or a waste and emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Primeval ocean that covered the unformed earth. The Spirit of God was hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 of the Amplified Version. Again, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 of the King James Version. Replenish means to fill something up again. Researchers have been attempting to establish this for years, but with this comes man's corrupt and twisted interpretations. And if we are not careful, deception leads to pride as we exalt ourselves more esteemed than we are. Remember, plants and vegetation, even the beasts down to the creeping thing, were established before man. along with spiritual wickedness in high places, the heavens, and all that is therein. This is why David says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 of the King James Version. We are the lowest, filthy rags, and we would do better to remember this. We fail to realize the stark limitations of the authority that we were given. This was necessary as we have abused this little power. For if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 of the King James Version. Yet I digress. A man says in his heart that having more than one wife is normal, that polyamory is normal. This was being done back in the Bible, so if God allowed it, this must be okay. I have explained that he sanctified a man and a woman. This is where polygamy came in, allowing the devil to manufacture imbalance and disequilibrium. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. Genesis 4, chapter 19 of the King James Version. Lamech was full of arrogance and pride, and it is confirmed here. Lamech said to his wives Ada and Zillah, "Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen to what I say. For I have killed a man merely for wounding me, and a boy only for striking or bruising me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, as the Lord said he would be, then Lamech will be avenged 77-fold." Genesis chapter 4, verses 23 to 24 of the Amplified Version. This was never of God, and I will prove it to you in his word. Any man that would say differently has blasphemed the holy word of the Lord for his own sick lust and greed, robbing another man or men of their rightful inheritance. Let me point out something. Cain was a disrespectful, selfishly ignorant man. His blatant disregard for his creator was visibly evident in his speech. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" Now pay attention. And he lied and said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Genesis chapter 4, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. But when the Lord humbled him in judgment, he began to whine, as many do today, "My punishment is more than I can bear." The same one who was so flippant when God called him into accountability. Polygamy was a thing started by a sinful, prideful, egotistical man, and evidenced even more of him speaking of himself in the third person. A man who justified himself in murdering an innocent young man, a boy, as if he were God himself. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 4, verse 26 of the King James Version. Before this point, man wasn't even interacting with God. They were doing their own thing, allowing evil to run amok. Let me confirm this before I closed, just as in other times. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 21, verse 25 of the King James Version. So let me point out to you that when men began to call on God, this incident was after Lamech took on two wives. When we are out of balance, men with men, women with women, threesomes and more are never of God. He is a God of stability. Let me reiterate that all things must be done appropriately and in an orderly manner. Because we are in the end times, let me leave you with something to meditate on. For all that is in the world, the lust and sensual craving of the flesh, and the lust and longing of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, pretentious confidence in one's resources or in the stability of earthly things, these do not come from the Father, but are from the world. The world is passing away, and with it, its lusts, the shameful pursuits and ungodly longings. But the one who does the will of God and carries out his purposes lives forever. Children, it is the last hour, the end of this age, and just as you heard that the Antichrist is coming, the one who will oppose Christ and attempt to replace him, even now many Antichrists or false teachers have appeared, which confirms our belief that it is the last hour. 1 John chapter 2, verses 16 through 18 of the Amplified Version. Look around you. An open attestation of the times that we are in. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her by God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.